When Democratic Senator Luz Robles began working to get Constitutional Amendment B on the ballot, she says it was about giving back to those in the military who defend the country.
This is just an opportunity to say thank you to them and saying, look, we know that you're out there serving on a volunteer basis, and we want to say thank you. And the way we can share that responsibility with you and that sacrifice is by, you know, shifting those property taxes for the year that you're serving and protecting us.
The amendment exempts property taxes on the primary residence of military members who are ordered out of the state for active duty for 200 days in a calendar year. Robles says if the amendment passes, it would mean a minimal tax increase for other residents.
It's basically a shift of $1.03 for another property of about $250,000, and that will be what it's going to cost the citizens of the state of Utah.
The legislation had to pass out of the Utah legislature with a two-thirds vote in order to end up on the Utah ballot. Republican Representative Craig Frank of Pleasant Grove voted against it, saying property taxes are everyone's responsibility.
I'm also a big proponent of lowering the rate and spreading the base, and this runs contrary to that principle.
But Frank says he does support benefits for those who serve. Over two dozen states offer some sort of tax exemption for military families. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.